urban landscapes don't exactly conjure images of blossoms and bees. But more and more, cities are learning the value of cultivating honeybees within their downtowns. As part of our reporting project on honeybees with the Zest podcast, WUSF's Kathy Carter reports from St. Petersburg, where a new bee colony sits atop a building best known for its works of art.
Beekeeper Matt Davis has to walk something of a labyrinth to get to the rooftop apiary at the Museum of Fine Arts in St. Petersburg. First, he climbs a set of stairs, then passes a gallery of boldly covered canvases, and then walks down a whole series of hallways. When he reaches the museum's mechanical room, he opens a padlock on the door, ducks under a few pipes, walks outside, and scrambles up a steel ladder. On the south side of the MFA's roof are 8 white bee boxes. Each hive is home to about 20 to 30,000 honeybees. Davis says from this vantage point, the bees will have plenty of pollen and nectar to consume.
They will be foraging on palm trees and different ornamental flowers that people plant in their yards. Big thing going right now is the Brazilian pepper. It's an invasive plant, but the bees do really well with it. And Spanish needle is a little white flower with a yellow center that grows as a weed here. It's very important for bees.
As it turns out, it's not all that unusual for the Museum of Fine Arts to embrace this trend. Museums from Paris to Chicago have similar rooftop apiaries. Kristen Shepard, the executive director of the MFA, previously worked in cities with museums that had beehives, including the Los Angeles County Museum of Art and at the Whitney Museum of Art in New York City.
We did keep bees on the roof, and we harvested the honey. And it's something that I was intent on bringing to the Museum of Fine Arts when I arrived about 2.5 years ago.
But the MFA isn't just hosting the beehives and calling it a day. They do eventually plan on selling honey in the gift shop and using it as an ingredient at the museum cafe. Shepard and her staff have also created a whole series of honeybee-inspired programs. In November, there's an event called Bugsgiving that will feature a New York City chef presenting a 10-plate tasting menu using insects as ingredients. There are bee-related programs for kids and several lectures on the schedule, too.
And it's really wonderful for us to help educate our community about the decline in the bee population and how important bees are.
And right now, members of the Museum Book Club are reading Where Honeybees Thrive, which blends interviews and traditional research into a story about sustainability. Its author, Heather Swan, will be at the museum next month to talk about what different countries are doing to protect bees. And since this is a museum, there's also an art exhibit that ties into the theme of bees and insects. And the result is strangely beautiful. Artist Jennifer Angus displays bugs in a manner that's inspired by Victorian wallpaper and 19th century book illustration.
Jennifer's medium is dried exotic insects that are arranged in gorgeous patterns. So I think people will find it beautiful to look at, really inspiring, and very surprising.
The artist says her intent is to change perceptions. And for Shepard, it's a mission not unlike the one for the Museum of Fine Arts.
It's important that we engage with, this will sound corny, but with what is eternal, what is timeless, what's important to the bigger picture.
And she says the way the museum can do that is to preserve treasures, not only of the art world, but of the natural world. I'm Kathy Carter, WUSF 89.7 News.